Hello, I'm Rebecca Sansom from Brigham Young University. I'm going to be talking about an ecological model for STEM faculty change. And this is a conceptual framework that can be used to answer the question why faculty are doing what they're doing. So it doesn't necessarily characterize what they're doing, and it doesn't necessarily, although it could, tell you what you need to do, how to support them as they change, but it does characterize why they're doing what they're doing right now. And it's related to Stoeckle's social ecological model from Public Health. And we came up with this model as the output of our qualitative research that we did with STEM faculty who were participating in a teaching workshop. So faculty described a variety of influences on their pedagogical decisions, and we categorized them as personal, social, and contextual factors. And just like in ecology, like from your freshman biology class, where you have an individual and then a population and a community and an ecosystem, all of these things are going to influence the behavior of the individual. And at each level, we're going to see sort of emergent properties. That is, a group of STEM faculty might behave differently than a single individual. And so, for example, when we looked at personal factors, we saw things like beliefs and attitudes, such as active learning is good for students. We also saw self-efficacy show up here. I don't feel confident in using new teaching methods. In social factors, we saw influence from colleagues, those hallway conversations about focusing on research instead of teaching. From students, both through student evaluations of teaching and also through just the engagement that students have, or whether it's perceived that students like or dislike what faculty are doing in terms of using new pedagogies. And then, of course, administration, a huge social component here. What are the expectations of administration? And finally, the environmental or contextual factors would include things like time and balancing priorities, resources like TA funding or classroom space that's appropriate, and student characteristics such as having a heterogeneous population or students who are unprepared for a particular class. We believe this framework can be helpful for investigating, understanding, and leveraging key drivers and barriers for change, but of course those will vary by context. This is my email address and a QR code to send me an email if you have any questions. Thanks.